Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Ralph Stanley has long maintained that he makes old-time mountain music as opposed to bluegrass. A Mother's Prayer, his latest album with the Clinch Mountain Boys, likewise taps the ancient Anglo-Celtic tones that predate bluegrass. Several of its songs contemplate mortality and the afterlife, and all of the material is gospel-themed. From Ralph Stanley and that album, here is John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who that writing, John the Revelator. He wrote the book of the seven seals. Now God walked down in the cool of the day. He called Adam by his name. But Adam refused to answer, 'cause he was naked and ashamed. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Oh, tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. He wrote the book of the seven seals. Now Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. He said, watch with me 1 hour while I go yonder and pray. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Oh, tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. He wrote the book of the seven seals. Well, Christ rose on an Easter morning. Mary and Martha went down to see. He said, go and tell my disciple to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Oh, tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. He wrote the book of the seven seals. She said, there is no God to tear-filled eyes. As I took her hand and kneeled by her side, we said a prayer as the Spirit flowed, and I watched her let it go. Let it go,
let it go.
Let love inside. Lay your sins down and let them die. If you're holding on to worldly things, let Jesus know and let it go. You'd always find him there on the third row pew. He'd say the words, but he never knew how God had always loved him so. On that day when he let it go, let it go,
let it go.
Let love inside, lay your sins down and let them die. If you're holding on to worldly things, let Jesus snow and let it go. God so loved the world that he gave his son to die for all the wrong we've done. No greater love was ever shown till on that day when he let it go. Let it go,
let it go.
Let love inside, lay your sins down and let them die. If you're holding on to worldly things, let Jesus know and let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let love inside, lay your sins down and let them die. If you're holding on to worldly things, let Jesus know and let it go.
We just heard Let It Go from Ralph Stanley's new release, A Mother's Prayer. Ralph was born in Dickinson County, Virginia, where he still resides when he's not on the road. After 55 years in the business, he's still the best banjo picker and tenor singer in bluegrass music. As a recording artist, he has performed on more than 170 albums, tapes, and CDs. He's also written many songs himself and with his brother, the late Carter Stanley. Now in his 80s, Ralph's range is hardly as dynamic as it was when he was providing keening, otherworldly counterpoint to his brother Carter's fluid lead vocals on Stanley Brothers classics. Yet, by staying within himself and getting a steadfast harmonic boost from the boys in his band, he achieves a transcendence of a more intimate but no less affecting sort. Sleep With One Eye Open is an impassioned collaboration conversation between mandolin virtuoso Chris Teeley and guitarist Michael Daves, in which the subject is bluegrass, specifically how this upstart duo can acknowledge history and tradition while exuberantly defying convention. On Sleep With One Eye Open, Teeley and Daves balance the tender with the devil-may-care, emphasizing, as Teeley puts it, the slightly delinquent side of bluegrass. From Chris Teeley and Michael Daves, this is 2020 Vision.
I went to the doctor, he says I'm all right. I know that he's lying, 'cause I'm losing my sight. You should have examined the eyes of my mind. 20/20 vision and walking round the pine. With my eyes wide open, lay in my bed. lost her, I've lost her, what can I do? I bet you're not happy if she's there with you. The eyes of your heart would have trouble like mine. 20-20 vision and walking around the blind. 20-20 vision and walking around blind.
Just heard Riverboat from The Wilders and their latest release, Broken Pieces. In today's new acoustic music scene, only one band delivers the urgency of rock and roll using the simple tools of American roots, and that is The Wilders. Celebrating their 15-year anniversary in 2011, The Wilders' sound is defined by an insurgent rhythm, soulful musicality, close harmony, and an intangible chemistry forged from years of performing together. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. With his new release, One Foot in the Honky Tonk, James Reams further defines his bluegrass, blending the varied elements of the Roadhouse with sounds from the hills of Kentucky and her neighbors. One foot in the honky-tonk, indeed, but the rest of the Barnstormers' bodies and their souls are deep in the bluegrass. Give a listen to James Reams and the Barnstormers and the song Cornbread, Molasses, and Sassafras Tea.
Come here, girls, let's do my noise. Don't you go marry no Arkansas boys. Marry Bella from Kentucky. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Travel over this whole wide world. Eat a lot of food from my pretty girl. But there's none like Kentucky. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Foster's living all on the hill. He ain't never died, and I guess he never will. Neighbors say he's 93. Old man's happy as he can be. Eating cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Old Uncle Jim on his dying bed called him round, and then he said, last request, just let her be. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Don't you marry no Arkansas boys. Marry Bella from Kentucky. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread lasses, sassafras tea.
was Bitterroot Waltz from John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and their newest album titled Vintage and Unique. On the release, the songs range from old-time-infused bluegrass to innovative instrumentals and contemporary ballads. And the band's original numbers are rounded out with unique takes on timeless, rarely heard classics. Around the state, there are some great concerts coming up, including Judy Collins at the Egyptian Theater in Park City on February 6, 7, and 8. In Logan, the Rolling Home Singers present a sing-along night on January 21st at Crum Brothers Bakery. Brian Bowers performs a house concert on February 12th. And singer-songwriter-percussionist Christopher Williams plays at Crum Brothers on February 18th. Jack Warshaw's musical journey began in New York's Greenwich Village and developed in southern Ohio. Early influences include the Seegers, Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, Doc Watson, Tom Paley, and traditional musicians like Mississippi John Hurt, the Carter Family, and Doc Boggs. Jack worked with Ed McCurdy before moving to England in the 60s folk boom. He performed at the London Singers Club, working with Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger until 1973. Today, Jack is winning new, younger followers with material strongly connected to his original roots, as well as new songs. Jack Warshaw's newest release is titled Long Time Gone, and here he is with The Little Carpenter.
I'll sing to you a new song that's lately been made. 'Tis of a little carpenter, he courted a fair maid. He courted her, he loved her as his life. Oft times he asked her if she would be his wife. Along come an old man, he come from Noah's Ark. A long ways a-travelin', a-goin' in the dark. I can't fancy you, old man, you look too old and grim. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what's become of him? Along come the blacksmith, it was the other day. He give to me a handkerchief, for so the people say. He give to me a gold ring to walk with him again. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what's become of him? And finger rings he throwed them on the ground. I can fancy you, young man, you look too neat and trim. But oh, my little carpenter, what would become of him? Along come the carpenter, he comes so neat and slow. All the money that he make, he bring to me to show. He hews with his broad axe all day and sits by me all night. Oh, my little carpenter, you are my heart's delight.
I watched his taillights fade off in the distance and never gave a thought to where I stood. I knew if I could get myself past Memphis, there'd be no turning back, and that was good. When I slammed his door, it was over. I wouldn't go back if I could. Now I'm flat broke in Arkansas, standing in the rain. Ain't nobody I can call. In the middle of nowhere, not a nickel to my name, but I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Flat broke in Arkansas. A vagrant than a prisoner, and figure how to make it on my own. Cut the strings that keep me close to nothing, and let this gypsy spirit start to roam. I don't need his money to be happy. My freedom sure feels like home. Now I'm flat broke in Arkansas, standing in the rain. Ain't nobody I can call. In the middle of nowhere, not a nickel to my name, but I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Flat broke in Arkansas. Put the past and bad love behind me, and work on putting down some roots. Now I'm flat broke in Arkansas, standing in the rain. Ain't nobody I can call. In the middle of nowhere, not a nickel to my name, but Lord, I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Flat broke in Arkansas. Flat broke in Arkansas.
That was Flat Broke in Arkansas from Donna Ulisse and her latest release titled An Easy Climb. The album marks the fourth venture into the studio by Donna and her producer-guitarist Keith Sewell, and they have once again proven that they are a team with chemistry, knowing how to deliver a top-notch bluegrass acoustic project. With Donna supplying the remarkable original material that sets her apart from so many other artists in her genre, and powerful yet sensitive vocals, and Sewell leading a stellar group of musicians with the perfect arrangements for Donna's compositions, it makes a truly winning combination. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Fresh Folk. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to Jennifer Pemberton for maintaining the Fresh Folk webpage and podcast. The new release, titled FY5, is a carefully arranged and crafted collection of songs executed by five bluegrass musicians of the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains. The album features story songs and love ballads that are purveyed soulfully and honestly, with grace and fire. From Fenders and Youngbird's new disc, FY5, this is Nebraska.
If the third letter since first you sent makes me wonder why we ever went out to Nebraska, Nebraska hauled the lanes. I wish you'd be quicker with your reply. Too much time makes me wonder why. We're in Nebraska, Nebraska hauled the plains. Well, I wish I was back home.
Song. rock cradle when I'm gone. Blue rock cradle when I'm cradle when I'm gone.
We just heard Red Rocking Chair from the band Jubal's Kin, who play Appalachia-infused cosmic Americana. Listeners are drawn by the honesty of their songs. Fans at shows and festivals alike connect to music that bears its soul. Fish and Bird's third album, titled Every Whisper is a Shout Across the Void, shows a group once known as a quirky folk duo who seem to be announcing their growth into something much more. With the bulk of this new album having been recorded live, Fish and Bird are shredding the multi-tracked sound of their previous efforts, not because it wasn't beloved, but because they have grown into something new. From Fish and Bird, this is Well Run Dry.
Feeling a little like an old pair of jeans that you grew out of. On the point of being patched up. And when the well runs dry, you dig a new well somewhere else. Well, I stood by the well and leaned in to try to see my reflection, and I threw a couple coins down and shuddered when I heard them hit the bottom. The night sky for some kind of message. Well, it sparkled and shone, but it was just a bunch of little dots that didn't mean nothing. And when the well runs dry, you dig a new well. Thank you. let's be honest, neither are you. But I remember well, I watched it fall. The neck just snapped right at the heel, and that sickening sound of splintering wood. Now there's a root repair that's bound to fail, and things have never been the same since the well ran dry.
Parking lots and a campfire too, 'cause playing bluegrass music is what I love to do. I'll probably never make it into a bluegrass band, but one time I shook Del McCurry's hand.
Man's a living legend, making bluegrass history, not only with his music but his humble dignity.
He thanked me for coming night across the burning sand,
knowing that I might shake Del McCurry's hand.
Sat in awe when I heard him sing, 'cause he's got a voice like a church bell's ring. There's no finer voice in this or any other land, and lucky me, I got to shake Del McCurry's hand.
Man's a living legend, making bluegrass history, not only with his music but his humble dignity.
He thanked me for coming night across the burning sand,
knowing that I might shake Del McCurry's hand.
Yeah, he thanked me for coming night across the burning sand,
knowing that I might shake Del McCurry's hand.
That was the song Del McCurry's Hand from Gene Morrison, appearing on his new release titled Looking Back. Born in a converted chicken house in West Townsend, Vermont, Gene Morrison joined locals to create 12 original songs on Looking Back. Devoted to his roots and true to heart, Gene's lyrics reflect a spiritual resolution and a hardscrabble life. From the first notes stuck together in 2002, through a tour with Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson, up to and beyond their fifth studio album in 2011, the Green Cards have won steadily escalating acclaim for their multidimensional Americana vision. In both 2008 and 2010, they were nominated for Grammy Awards in the Best Country Instrumental category. They've earned ovations from Newgrass music devotees at Merlefest and from indie rock loyalists at Lollapalooza and the Austin City Limits Festival. RollingStone.com noted, "This Australian band is creating some of the finest Americana around." The Green Cards' new album is titled The Brick Album, and here they are with Heart Fixer. Thank you.
of my past live it up and they laugh like they know me. The luck of the draw just to hear them applaud my mediocrity. The way of a child lost in the wild. Night the lights of town lead me home.
Likely you recognize that was Alison Krauss and Union Station with the song Dust Bowl Children, which appears on their new disc, Paper Airplane. The release, her 14th, is Allison's first release since her 2007 internationally acclaimed multi-platinum collaboration with Robert Plant, Raising Sand, which won 6 Grammys, including Record of the Year and Album of the Year. As bluegrass virtuosos, the members of Union Station are beyond compare, and the music they create together transcends all genres. Their work on films such as Cold Mountain and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou contributed immeasurably to a renaissance of American roots music. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Jordan Allred and Shalane Smith Needham for making this program and me sound wonderful. Part of Allison Krause's incontestable talent is how effortlessly she bridges the gap between roots music and country, rock, and pop. A highly sought-after collaborator, Allison has worked with some of the biggest names in popular music, including James Taylor, Phish, Dolly Parton, Yo-Yo Ma, and Bonnie Raitt. Since signing with Rounder Records at the age of 14 in 1985, Allison has sold in excess of 12 million albums and garnered 26 Grammy Awards, the most for any female and the third most of any recording artist in Grammy history. Her new release, Paper Airplane, continues her artistry. We'll close out the show with My Opening Farewell from Allison Krause and Union Station. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
To see what he made.
this is my opening farewell. This is Utah Public Radio.